Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Monday, January 6th, 2020. If you're just getting to work after the holiday, welcome back and Happy New Year. And now on to the serious stuff. How serious? It's tax time, which sends an awful lot of us otherwise completely competent people into spirals of misery and self-doubt. In fact, it's that self-doubt that props up much of the multi-billion dollar tax prep industry. But this year, the folks at TurboTax want you to believe in yourself and resist the allure of full-service tax professionals for the DIY approach. Check out their latest campaign, which was launched on New Year's Day. It's called All People Are Tax People, and it features normal people doing not-so-normal things, from shoving a giant cactus into a pickup truck to climbing through a dog door.
So how come all these people who do wildly challenging things every day feel like they can't do their taxes? We're talking about a bunch of breakfast-winning, baby-birthing, monster-trapping, front-seat-changing, office-discoing, check-splitting, tattoo-removing, zero-gravity toothbrushing, late-night chainsaw-sculpting, dog-walking people.
And, of course, anyone who sculpts with a chainsaw, removes tattoos, or puts their basset hound on a treadmill can certainly do their own taxes, right? The campaign will culminate February 2nd with a Super Bowl spot, TurboTax's 7th annual run at the Super Bowl, actually. Viewers hated TurboTax's Super Bowl ad last year, according to USA Today's ad meter, which rated the popularity of those ads. TurboTax's ad featuring a robot child was ranked 56th out of 58. Ouch. Ironically, viewers' distaste for the ad propelled it to the top of a different, arguably more important chart, however, one that measures the number of conversations an ad generated, online and off. The reason a conversation chart may matter more than a popularity chart? Well, conversation leads to significant sales increases, according to a report in MIT Sloan Management Review. Still, TurboTax apparently wasn't going to waste any more popularity on the creepy robo-child. This year's ad is quirky and affable. You might even say it's trying to make doing your taxes feel friendly. TurboTax's owner, Intuit, is a profitable $7.5 billion company, but it still faces a serious rival in H&R Block. The latter tax prep firm was founded way back in 1955. It grew into a $3 billion company that has more than 12,000 brick-and-mortar locations today, in addition to its online-only offerings. H&R Block's online prices can be a bit lower than TurboTax's, unless your return is complicated, in which case they can both escalate to a couple of $100. But H&R Block gets slightly better reviews for ease of use. One reason why TurboTax is trying to persuade us that we can do our taxes without pulling all of our hair out. Both companies offer access to live tax experts for the toughest dilemmas. But TurboTax has no brick-and-mortar locations, which is likely fine for most millennials, but not for everyone. Its online-only status, however, does help make Intuit profitable. H&R Block, which has been making digital investments, has lost money in recent years. So, who's poised to win the tax wars? Just like we'll have to wait and see which team will win in Miami, we'll have to wait until April 16th to see which of these tax behemoths will score more points this year, and whether TurboTax's All People Are Tax People convinces those of us who maybe aren't. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Hey, if you haven't subscribed to our show yet, hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app. That way, you won't miss a single skirmish in the Daily Business Wars. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.